What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Teaching Online Business Podcast. Ricky Hale here with teachingonlinebusiness.com, rickyhale.com, Hale Web Development, and Richard Hale Media. Super excited to have you as always. Appreciate the support. Thanks for taking the time to be here and listen. No matter what platform you're on, whether you're on the website, Spotify, any other podcasting platform, sincerely, always appreciate the support. I do read the comments. I do read the feedback, different things like that. Very, very humbled, to say the least, but always want to give thanks to you guys for listening. If you're brand new, welcome. I try to make sure there's valuable lessons in every podcast, like straight to the point, giving you actionable steps that you can take and apply to your own business, to your own brand, or even to a client if you're a freelancer, marketer, working with anybody else. So we're always trying to give value in that way. I know it's been a minute since we've created a podcast. It's been a very, very, very long time, so I apologize, but I promise this one's a good one. If you've seen the title, a huge $2.2 million disaster and a valuable lesson learned. One huge lesson. That's what we're going to talk about. So if you don't know, I do have a few different media companies, and we help companies, businesses, entrepreneurs with their marketing. In a lot of cases, that is SEO. I'm probably known for search engine optimization more than anything, but we do digital marketing as a whole, and a lot of things vary on what we use. Depends on the specific niche, the products you have, the services you have, and different things like that. But to the point about this podcast, last week we did an audit of a paid account. And this company, and I'm not going to mention names. I never mention names because I'm not trying to put them on blast. But again, trying to educate you guys so you don't make the same mistakes. And talk about an expensive mistake. $2.2 million of ads ran to a website. And here's the problem. So when we got into the ad account and looked at a lot of different things, you're talking about over $2 million in ad spend. It was sent to a homepage, not a landing page, a homepage, and left to run for the last year. So within this 12-month, and it's a little bit short, a little bit less than a year, so it's probably like around, I think, a little over 11 months, but might as well say a full year, running $2.2 million in ads to a homepage. And needless to say, it didn't work. And really, there's a lot of lessons in this that I can give you. It's more than one. But the biggest thing is when you're running your paid advertisements, they need to be very specific about whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. In this case, they're trying to not only gain leads, which is a terrible way to do it, but they're trying to sell products. Now, these products do vary in price. There is some lower-end products. There's also a lot of higher-end products that are thousands of dollars. So we get into this account, and it's just terrible. Talk about feeling bad for somebody, and I'm not going to mention the agency that did it. Again, that's just not me. I never mention names, but this is why you have to do your due diligence, doing your own research before you ever hire anybody. It doesn't take a lot of time to go to Google, search a person, search a company, agency, whatever it may be. Because when you trust somebody, especially for millions of dollars, you have to do your due diligence. And it's not funny. It really isn't. It's sad. And I hate it. And honestly, I hate companies that do people like this because they don't care. Obviously, you can go into the ad account and look. They don't care. They do not care. They lied to the company, said it was optimizing ads, performance, coming in every month. And they paid this company, this agency. It's not an entrepreneur. It's an agency. They paid them a lot of money to run those $2.2 million in ads. So they let this company run it for nearly a year. And eventually they reached out, got a hover team. We was able to look inside of the account and see everything. And here's the thing. Here's the big lesson. Again, when you are running your paid advertisements, it needs to be very specific. There's very few cases where you need to run ads to your homepage. Not only, especially Google ads, not only are you going to get low ad scores, lower relevance scores, because you're not driving it to a specific page that is exactly what you're trying to sell. There's relevance there. And yeah, you can bid, but it's going to lower the quality of your overall ad score. But most importantly, it's a huge mistake. A very huge mistake. Forget about the ad score. You're not running specific ads about specific products. And it just messes everything else down the line. Just messes it up completely. Like, you can't get worse than this. And to know a company has spent millions of dollars on this type of service when it looks like they literally went in, maybe spent a few hours in there, and left it. Another huge mistake, they wasn't retargeting. And if you're familiar with running paid ads, you know that's where your ROI is. Your ROI is often in your retargeting and being able to get those additional touch points in, build a relationship, follow that person around with your ads until they're ready to make a buying decision. They didn't have retargeting either. Now, that's just the ad account. There's 10 other things I can point out. But when you go to the website, there's no lead magnet. So anybody exiting that is not going to get captured. Now we know there's no retargeting. And since 90-95% of the people that visit your specific website is going to bounce without taking any type of strong CTA. And that stands for call to action. They're not, when I say strong, I'm referring to them buying a product on the very first visit or even reaching out to you like a phone call. 90-95% of them will not do that. They will not take that action. And they've been countless studies. Even Google released a study where you need dozens, well over 20 touch points on average before anybody's making a purchasing decision. So not only do we not have a lead magnet on this website, there's no system in place. And anybody that knows me, I am huge on systems. I follow a specific blueprint that before I will ever pay a penny on paid ads for a client, this system has to be in place. Without it, it's a no-go because we're not going to get the results that we need to get. I will not run a single campaign until that system is in place. Now, this podcast is not about this system, but it's that important. And what I can tell you about this system, it's just a complete system that allows you to drive traffic to your website, to your services, to your products, and get leads, get people engaged. And if you don't have a lead magnet there, guess what? You're not going to capture leads. Now, it could be a name, email, like a form type. It could be SMS. There's a lot of different ways that you can generate leads. But you need a system to be able to get that name and email, because once you have that name and email, you can open up the communications. But again, there's a lot of different ways you can do that. It's like with Facebook. Facebook groups are great for that, because once you have them in that private Facebook group, you can have a conversation. You can nurture them, get them familiar with the brand, deliver that content to them, and that's what you're looking for. Email, hey, it's 2023, June 1st, 2023. Email is still extremely effective and still one of the top performing, I would say, channels within our marketing system that's bringing in the revenue. And if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be able to hit my goals. Wouldn't be able to help my clients hit goals. There's just no way. You have to have the ability to get back in touch with your prospects, with your leads, nurture them, get them familiar with the brand, get those touch points in, get them closer to making a purchase decision. That's what it's all about. And everything I've talked about right now, that's the biggie. Yeah, the $2.2 million in ad spend, a waste. A complete waste. It really, really ticks me off to know there's people. And I get this story all the time. Like with our SEO agency, 70-80% of the clients that have came here have had a bad experience with SEO. And it's same on the paid ads side too, a little bit less. But we're almost looking at probably at least a little over half of the people that come and we do paid advertisement for them. They've had a bad experience. There's a lot of bad apples out there. But again, that goes back to doing your due diligence and doing your research. That way you're not in these scenarios. And even if you're a busy executive, a busy manager, busy business owner, you need to keep an eye on that data. Now, as far as we know, they were sending bad data, data that wasn't accurate, but you want to stay on top of that. They weren't getting reports every month. They were getting reports more or less quarterly, and they didn't add up. So you have to be aware of that, because, again, you do not want to spend $2.2 million and you just don't want to do it. It's a shame. It really is. Again, it gets to me. I hate it. That money could have went and really, really put this company to the next level. And yeah, that's on them. It's their fault. They know it. They own it. But it shouldn't have never happened. It should have never happened. So you have to, and this is why I encourage business owners, especially because as a CEO of a company, yeah, I get it. I own a few companies. I'm busy. I am very busy. I get it. But you still need somebody. If it's not going to be yourself, let it be your assistant. Let it be a marketing manager. Somebody needs to pay attention to those important KPIs and making sure you track that. That way you can see, hey, if we spent a little over $100,000 this month for ads and they didn't perform, something's up. We can't spend $150,000 a month and only get $10,000 in sales. And we didn't even know that, because here's another big mistake that happened. Conversions wasn't even being tracked. So that's big problems. And that goes back to another valuable lesson that you can learn from this. Always track. Because if you're not tracking, you don't know where those areas that need improved are. You just don't. You need that raw data. Google Analytics It's easy to set up. You put a code on your website and you're done. Yeah, there's other things you can do in there. Track conversions, track, you know, utilizing filters, different things like that, Google tags, but you have to track your KPIs. Because again, if you don't, you're not gonna know what's up. So a lot of lessons learned last week. It's never fun delivering that type of information to companies. And this is a huge company. It's a huge company. And I know 2.2 million sounds like a lot. And it is. It's a lot of money. To this company, not so much. But still, you don't want to waste a dollar if you don't have to. You never want to waste a single cent. And in this company's case, they just got attracted to the wrong people, hired the wrong people, and they didn't do their due diligence. They didn't keep track of things, and they let this go on for a full year. And, you know, they're paying for their mistake. I don't want you to make the same mistake. So there's, you know, a lot of different lessons that can be learned here. And probably most importantly is keeping an eye on your own data, KPIs, doing your due diligence, making sure, hey, this person's going to be managing millions of dollars in ad spend. We need somebody to oversee this. And even if they work out, that's great. At least put somebody there that can give you the insights of what's going on. Somebody you trust. And I know it's hard to find people that you can trust. I get it. Hard for me. I'm always trying to hire people, and it's tough. But you need somebody you can trust that will not lie to you, that will give you the raw data, that will not fudge the analytics so it all sounds good. Because there's a lot of different ways you can mess with analytics to get to the point that you're trying to make. You don't want that. If you're not going to take the time and do it yourself, have somebody there to walk you through that. And the other big lesson, look, the last thing you want to do for your paid ads is drive traffic to the homepage. That is the last thing. That is a huge, huge mistake. Drive them directly to your services. Drive them directly to your products. Don't send them to the homepage and hope they find it. You do not want to do that. There's so many downfalls to doing that. We already talked about the ad scoring. Those types of ads are not going to convert well. Plus, from a tracking perspective, you know, when we're promoting a company that has specific products, you know, we want to know how those ads perform for sending traffic to those specific products. And without it, you sending it to the homepage, it's a huge mistake. You can't track that. And again, tracking everything is so important because once that data comes in, you can see what's working and what is not. And then you can make adjustments to your campaign as needed. If I have a product that's converting at 10%, hey, that's great. I'm going to let that baby roll. But on the flip side, if I have a product, maybe it's a 0.02% conversion rate. Something's wrong with that. Could be something on the product page. Could be the ad itself. But if I'm not tracking that, I'm never going to know that. You have to track. Track religiously. That's what I always tell these companies. Track religiously. Put it in a Google Sheet. Use a software. Use a tool. There's a ton of different ways that you can track all of this to make it easier on you. You don't have to do it manually, but some people like to get in there and look at the numbers like that and do it manually. But there's a ton of tools and different things out there. So I haven't did a podcast in a while, and I'm like, wow, this would be a really, really good lesson, because this is not the first time that I've went into an ad account and looked at things, and our team has found stuff like this. Like, there's one case where it was many, many millions, and similar things were going on. So if you're running paid ads, look, just follow them steps. Do your due diligence. track your KPIs religiously, and be very specific about your ad campaigns. They should be specifically about the unique service or unique product that you have. Period. I mean, that's basic marketing right there. And it just surprises me how many people get it wrong. And again, this is a global company doing business in 70 plus different countries. This company did over $400 million in sales last year. It's a huge company. And this goes to show you, even with big companies, there's holes in the marketing. Big mistakes are being made. So I hope you found this valuable. Again, always appreciate everybody taking the time to listen, to follow us on all the different platforms that we're on. Anchor is no more. So Anchor is now associated with Spotify. So for our Spotify followers, appreciate everything from the bottom of my heart. As always, appreciate the support and everything. I know it's been a long time, but I stay so busy and I keep promising. I try to get these podcasts more on a regular basis because I have a ton of content, a ton of knowledge and wealth to share. So as always, thanks for taking the time to be here. You can catch us over at RickyHale.com or any of the social media platforms over there. So until next time, have a good one, and we'll catch you on the next one.